Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, welcome back. It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mike Glauser is our guest. G-L-A-U-S-E-R is how you spell his last name. He's the author of the new book, Main Street Entrepreneur, Build Your Dream Company Doing What You Love, Where You Live. Mike, thanks again for being here. Mike is also the executive director of the Clark Center for Entrepreneurship at the School of Business at the Utah State University. A number of other things. He's a serial entrepreneur himself, so he knows a lot about being an entrepreneur. Mike, what's your prescription for getting more people to become, you know, the people who we need to be talking to are the millennials, right? I mean, if you're a Gen X, if you're a baby boomer, if you're going to become an entrepreneur, you've already done it. There's not much you and I can do to talk to them about that, I don't think. But what do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting that the half the companies started last year were started by people 50-plus, baby boomers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have a lot of experience in the industry. They see needs or missing pieces. They go out and they're very successful. So they kind of have the experience to do it, and they have customers they pick up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of fun. We see all these entrepreneurs that worked for a company. They were on a payroll, and they had a great idea from interacting with their very own customers, and they take it to the corporate office, and they say, you know, we don't do that around here. We're not interested in that. And so they go out and do it on their own, mm-hmm. and they have customers already lined up to buy their products when they
yep.
launch their companies.
Yep. That's one of the things. One of the things that I think maybe people don't understand when they're wondering or scratching their head about entrepreneurship. You don't have to conquer the world to be successful as a small business owner, do you? Isn't that? I mean, you don't have to corner the market. Just get a few customers to figure out how many customers you need to make a profit, to be successful, to grow a little bit, and that's not that hard to do, is it?
Yeah, there's always room in every industry for people to get phenomenal customer service, and business, in its essence, is just you selling something to people that need what it is that you're selling.
Well, one thing you got to do, though, Mike, you got to show up every day.
I call it a zealous tenacity. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. You have to love it, and you have to have a work ethic. You know, it's not drudgery because you love it, but it's hard work. You have to work.
Every day you got to show up. That, to me, you know, the days when I was being the most stupid, the days when I was feeling the most brain dead, I stumbled onto an opportunity because I showed up.
Well, it's Malcolm Gladwell's principle of 10,000 hours in his book, The Outliers. He says that anything great requires 10,000 hours, and if you look at that,
I believe
52 weeks of a year, that takes about 3 to 4 years, and that's about how long it takes to
build
a sustainable business with some decent cash flow.
That's exactly right. So I've got the entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University is a friend of mine. And every year when the freshmen show up for their entrepreneurial, now these are entrepreneurship students. They're going into the entrepreneurial program. He polls them on what they think about the concept of profit. More than half, sometimes two-thirds, have a negative view of profit, even though they're about to go into the entrepreneurial program. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's this new millennial generation. They're really interested in values and, you know, sharing. And I think 80% of them support, Bernie Sanders. And they just want a kind of a level community where everyone loves each other and everyone gets whatever they want. And they just don't have that work ethic sometimes. They don't realize it's going to take them 3 years of hard, passionate work to build a company. But if
folks, Mike's talking about, you know, he's generalizing a lot because I have millennials working for me, and they're I've had some really sharp, really hardworking, really dedicated millennials working for him. But in the main, there do seem to be a lot of them who aren't that way. And what I think, one of the things I think they're missing, so many of them want people to be taken care of. They want charities to thrive. They want nonprofits to be able to, you know, a lot of them want to start nonprofits. What they don't realize is that even nonprofits have to make a profit, and they got to depend on the benevolence of other people who are making a profit, don't they?
Yeah, there's really no difference in my mind between a for-profit and a nonprofit, other than a tax code with the government.
Issue.
You still have to have teamwork. You still have to have funding. You still have to have PR. You have to, you know, produce revenue to sustain yourself rather than going out and just begging for all the leftover wealth in America.
Yep.
You have to produce something.
What else would you tell them? I've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts for our entrepreneurs out there.
Well, I think, you know, this book is about our bike ride across America, a bicycle ride to interview 100 entrepreneurs that have become very successful, merging livelihood and lifestyle. And the conclusion at the end of the book is that anybody can do this that really wants to do it. And we review those skills in the book, and we show people exactly how to build a successful company. And you can do it. I'm confident of that.
Don't you believe that if Wall Street and corporate America would assume the values of Main Street entrepreneurs, that we could make this world a better place?
I think that's the movement we're trying to create. We're trying to create a revolution here to build up great businesses on Main Street, build our communities back up, have people support each other.
That's right.
And have a great life.
That's well, and practice an ethical form of business, too.
Absolutely.
MikeGlausey.com, is that right?
Yes.
GLAUSE. Thanks for being here, Mike. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim. It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
The book is called Main Street Entrepreneur, wherever books are sold. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.